Nick and Jake. A nostalgic look back at those halcyon days of the McCarthy era. A journey through literature and history, starring Alan Arkin, Tom Conti, and Ally McGraw. Previously on Nick and Jake, Robert gave Roy a pep talk.
There's a son of a bitch in the press corps I'd like you to stick it to big time.
Maurice reminded Robert of
happier memories of collaboration.
Introducing in this episode,
Thomas Fowler, the quiet American, British journalist. Saigon was his beat. Americans were his bête noire, especially the quiet one.
Thomas Fowler, Hotel Majestic, 1 Dong Khoi Street, Saigon, Vietnam, 27 March. Barnes, 2-week holiday due me, and I'm on my way to Paris. You can fill me in on what kind of bloody awful imperialist lunacy the bloody Yanks are up to these days. I swear a few of them are even starting to filter into Saigon. Mostly, though, I just want to hit the night spots and hear some good American jazz. I was hoping Philby could get over and join us for an old-fashioned pub crawl, but our old chum Kim has funked on us. Busy time at the Home Office, he claims. Lord knows what sort of bloody Yank fat to be hauled out of the fire this time. Thank the bloody heavens we British never gone in for that sort of imperial nonsense. What? Regards, Fowler.
Mademoiselle Christine Jorgensen, Hotel d'Angleterre, Kongens Nytorv 34, Copenhagen, Denmark, 3 April. Dear Jake, tell me more about your Mr. Carraway. He interests me. You know I've always been attracted to men of your generation, dare I say, without risking bruised feelings, older men. Of course, I wouldn't ever lump you in with any generalization. You're my Jake and always will be. This will amuse you. A boy I used to know, Davy Shine, dropped by to see me here in Copenhagen. Does the name ring a bell? He's on a rampage through Europe with his friend Roy Cohn, Joe McCarthy's hatchet man. Daddy, Davy calls Roy. Sweet, isn't it? Perhaps you've run into them? Apparently they're kicking up quite a ruckus in your neck of the woods. I met Davy and Roy through Clyde Tolson and his friend He Who Must Not Be Named, back when I was exploring the conventionally unconventional avenues of sexuality. Davy's a nice boy. Oh, maybe a little too full of uncritical enthusiasm for his own good. It's a quality that's taken him down some peculiar alleys. He's not the brightest sparkler in the packet, but he listens well, and he's mentioned a few rather startling tidbits that may have rolled off the pillow and that could be classified as hot international stuff. It all has to do with that Mossadegh fellow you were writing about recently. I have impressed upon dear Davy that he is not to talk about these things with anybody but his Uncle George, excuse me, his Aunt Christine, but to tell me everything. I will pass it all along to you, my darling newshound, when I see you in Paris next week. Much love. C.
Thank you.
Paris, April 4th. Mr. Alden Carraway, care of American Consulate, Kathmandu, Nepal. Dear Alden, I have no idea whether this letter will find you. If it does, it's a better man than I. I am writing this from Paris, where I came at least in part to find you, and seem to have missed you by a matter of days. The other part of my visit, I guess, was to try to find myself, as I suppose you are doing in your monastery or ashram. It's amazing the things you can see when you step back a few paces. Some of the picture is not very pretty. There are parts of it that make me despair. Other parts fill me with an enormous patriotic pride. I've always imagined myself a good American, but I think I'm only just beginning to understand what that means. I saw Chaplin's Limelight last night on the Champs-Élysées with Jake Barnes, who's taken me under his wing since I arrived in Paris. He has wonderful things to say about you, which makes me very proud. Anyway, it was a marvelous movie. And one of my first official acts in Washington was to sign off on a recommendation to Attorney General Brownell that Chaplin's expulsion from the United States not be reviewed. I thought it made sense from that side of the Atlantic. Now I wonder. America is a great country, Alden, the greatest experiment in liberty the world has ever seen. Whether an artist's views are the same as mine, or Dorothy Kilgallen's, or Joe McCarthy's, we ought perhaps to have room for their expression. In fact, I'm beginning to think we must make that room if we're to survive. I'm so sorry I missed you here in Paris, Alden. I have your general whereabouts from Jake. Don't blame him for telling me where you are. There was and is a lot I have to say to you about you and me and the missed opportunities and the lost years. I have a feeling you and I can bridge those gaps, but we'll need to sit down together for a few long afternoons. Please write. Let me know how you're doing. I'm longing to see you. Your loving father.
Jacob Barnes, Paris Herald Tribune, 38 Rue de Berry, Paris 16, France, April 5th or thereabouts. Fowler, well, get your gin-soaked ass over here. How the hell are you? How the hell you been? If you see any Americans in Saigon, shoot them, with my permission. That's the only goddamn language you understand. It'll be damn good to see you. And fuck Philby, it's his loss. Bud Powell is playing at La Barre Negra, not that sort of watered-down oompah music you Brits call jazz, but something damned honest and true. The kind of thing you need to hear before you jump to too many conclusions about America. I'll introduce you to my new pal, Nick Carraway. You may remember I sent you his novel years ago, the one about the gangster who falls in love with a rich dame. Since he's been here, he's been coming in for a good dose of your damned old Europe Yank bashing, which is doing him some good. The Europeans are sore as hell over Chaplin, and I think a few scales are beginning to drop from Carraway's eyes. He still has too many illusions about America, and we can't cure what's wrong with America with illusions. Damn fine writer, though, and a good man, though he can't hold his liquor. Don't try to get him to any of your favorite bordellos, although he could use it. He's tied up like a knot below the belt. He's got this idea his wee-wee's too small. Told me the other night when he was tight. Tells everybody when he's tight, I hear. He'll tell you if you get him tight. Just as glad Philby won't be here. I don't want to get in the middle of that. Spender doesn't trust him worth a damn, but he's been sucking up to Crystal like nobody's business, and they've gotten to be thick as thieves. Anyway, we'll have some entertainment. McCarthy's two stooges, Cohn and Shine, hit town tonight, fresh from a boffo engagement in Frankfurt. You must have read a word or two about it, even out there in the fucking Orient. So come, your loyal partner in depravity, Barnes.
Nick and Jake was written and directed by Tad Richards and Jonathan Richards, with music by Dave Grusin. Featured in the cast were Alan Arkin as Jake Barnes, Tom Conti as Nick Carraway, Ally McGraw as Christine Jorgensen, and Pat Oliphant as Thomas Fowler. Tune in next time to hear Claire Booth Luce say,
"Roy Cohn is an idiot."